USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns against reopening the United States too soon amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Pushing back on Fauci's testimony, Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
Senate Republicans are rejecting a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package House Democrats introduced on Tuesday and say they'll wait to decide whether more legislation is necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
The Supreme Court continuing to work remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus.
Disney will release its recording of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus July 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
In the wake of the Department of Justice's decision to drop charges against General Michael Flynn, Judge Andrew Napolitano says that he believes Attorney General Bill Barr did the unthinkable.
There's a culture in the Justice Department. Never admit you were wrong. So the Attorney General, with whom I've disagreed on many issues, this time did the unthinkable. He looked at the document and said, you know what, we were wrong. There shouldn't have been an investigation in the first place. Now, that's one side of it. The other side of it is, this case is not gone until Judge Sullivan says it's gone. And he has to decide, am I just going to accept this government's motion? Am I going to hold a hearing? Why did it take them 2 years to recognize that there should have been no prosecution of General Flynn in the first place?
Napolitano speaking there on Fox News. Boeing CEO David Calhoun says the coronavirus pandemic has left the airline industry in dire straits.
Apocalyptic does actually accurately describe the moment. I don't think it describes the recovery. And I don't think it describes the medium or long term for the airline industry or aviation in general.
Calhoun speaking there on NBC's Today Show, he also says that it could take 3 to 5 years before passengers are in the air at pre-pandemic levels. He also notes the federal bailout money for the airlines runs through September. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.